We get things underway by welcoming into the program from WBZ CBS Boston, Michael Hurley. Hello there, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I am well, thanks. How's your day going?
A little sleepy, as they always are after the night games. But fortunately, we all got to sleep a little early in the middle of that game because it was so boring. So it was good for all.
All right, my only question is this, and you have access to this kind of information. Why couldn't each team just kick a field goal so it could end up 28-3?
I hadn't thought about that. That is sad. I wasn't sad about that until you mentioned it. I actually noted at one point when it was like 16-0 or 19-0, well, at least it won't be 28-3, but they were closer than I thought. That is a shame. Now, that's too bad.
Let's see, it was only Atlanta, so we can't get too excited about it. But boy, this defense for a month or more now has just been lights out. They picked off everybody. I think had the equipment guy picked up a ball to throw it into the bag, somebody from the Patriots would have stepped up and intercepted it.
Yeah, they've certainly been more of what we expected them to be going into the season than what we saw for the first month. And It's one of those things. I mean, statistically, they rank very highly. They're top 10 in run defense. They're top 10 in pass defense. I think they lead the league in interceptions now, but they've played 11 games, so that makes sense. But, you know, they're top 10 in pressure rate and in sack rate and interception rate, and all these things are true. You could counter that by saying, well, they played, you know, a Browns team that didn't have Nick Chubb. They played a Falcons team that didn't have Patterson or Ridley or Hurst. They play, you know, so-and-so down the line, and it's like, okay, and then they don't have Derrick Henry next week and all that, but that's kind of what the NFL is. You know, you rarely play 100% teams. It's about playing who's out there, and they've certainly come a long way since the days when Davis Mills was lighting them up in Houston on that miserable day in October. So I think if you could lay it all out, you'd much prefer watching what they're putting out now to what it was then.
Now, again, we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse here, but as you point out, Matthew Judon's got a long way to go to be the greatest free agent signing in Patriots history, but for this season, a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, it's Rodney Harrison and Mike Vrabel are in a class unto themselves, because when you win three Super Bowls, well, Harrison won two, but when you're part of the three Super Bowl run, that's kind of its own class. But really, in the 10-15 years, when it comes to going out and spending big money, it's few and far between cases with Belichick, and it's never worked out immediately like this. And it's complete with Matt Judon. You know, he's performing. He's not just a pass rusher. He's an edge setter. He blew up a double team last night for a tackle for a loss in the backfield. He was in coverage a bit last night. Granted, we only noticed it when he got beat, but still, he was in coverage. His attitude, his spot in the locker room has been solidified from the moment he got there. So, when you sign a guy at that age, he's 29 years old, with that big money deal, you don't know that you're getting that. You don't know that you're getting that commitment, that dedication to improvement, and he's definitely done that. And, you know, whether or not, wherever it leads doesn't really matter, because you've already gotten the best season of his career out of him, which is pretty impressive.
We're talking with Michael Hurley here on Downtown on the offensive side of things. Just another very efficient performance from Mac Jones last night. Another, second game in a row with only four incomplete passes. He did have the interception, but he didn't need to win the game for the Patriots last night, but he took care of what needed to be done and looks again like certainly the best rookie quarterback out of that class.
Yeah, it was one of those games. If you were just to watch Mac Jones last night, you would say, well, what's the big deal? But there was no reason for him to do anything difficult, because the Falcons didn't make it difficult for him. There were two passes. There was the third and five completion to Myers when Daron Harmon blitzed up the middle that Mac backpedaled out of and completed. And then later in that drive, the completion to Hunter Henry, which was a beautiful pass. And then that was immediately followed by the interception. Those three passes are really the only ones that are worth really talking about one way or the other, because for the other point, I mean, he's an accurate quarterback. He's a smart quarterback. And he was able to pick them apart, not light them up, which he didn't have to do. So, you know, it wasn't quite excellent. You know, there wasn't a lot of downfield throws. There wasn't a lot of explosive plays. There was some third down. There was a third down incompletion for one that stood out. The interception was bad. But certainly he was plenty good. And there's, in my opinion, no reason to really, you know, spend too much time harping on that performance one way or the other, because he he took the test and passed it. So that's really my takeaway from that game.
Should there be any concern about the three sacks that they allowed last night?
You know, I looked at one, the one where, you know, the safety came off the edge, and it was just pre-snap recognition wasn't there. Mac didn't see that the blitz might come through there. It wasn't like a bad offensive line play. The one before halftime, it looked like Trent Brown had a misstep, as he's still, you know, these things happen, and Dean Pease isn't exactly a joke of a defensive coordinator. He's been around for quite some time. So, you know, it's going to happen, and I think that's part of it. I think there's certain things, it's one of those things, you win 25-0, but you feel like it probably could have been 40-0, so I'm sure it'll keep the Patriots busy at improvement. And I think the biggest thing on that is, I don't know how tuned in you are to Mac Jones' post-game press conferences, but it would be a fun game to play clips of the audio, and you have to guess whether they won or lost the game, because he's almost harder on himself when they win and when he plays well than when he doesn't. So I'm sure there'll be, you know, regular improvement in that area as well.
Matthew Slater should be a Hall of Famer down the road, not just for his skills on special teams, but for his ability to talk his way out of a penalty.
Yeah, so he got caught there for, you know, he bumped into the punt returner, and then the flag flew immediately. You can't do that. It was a fair catch situation. And then he if you saw, the officials were huddling, he was just standing behind there, kind of like a seventh official, just like being a part of the conversation, because he is, you know, so respected. And I said it kind of jokingly, like, if you call it a penalty on him, you better think long and hard about it. But I'm serious. If he argues it, like, he probably is right. So earlier in the game, too, he threw a hold in punt coverage and called it before the flag threw, before the flag was thrown, and then he was just dancing his way off the field after that one. So he knows the rules pretty well. That's why earlier this year, when he got called for that unsportsmanlike for staying out of bounds, his explanation on it a day or two later was really fascinating, because he's so respectful and so thoughtful, and he didn't, you know, trash the official or anything, but he was just like, I really think it was misinterpreted in the nicest way possible. So certainly there's a lot to learn about rules from Mr. Slater.
Five straight wins, the team is 7-4, defense is lights out, and yet I still hear some people saying, well, yeah, I'll believe when they beat the Titans. Do they really have to do extremely well in these next four games to convince anybody? What aren't people seeing?
I would say if you look at the three games, you know, three games in 4 weeks where you have the Titans and you have the Bills twice, I think you want to, I mean, you can't go 0-3 on those. You got to win one of those. And if you can do it at Buffalo on Monday night, I think that will almost be more valuable than, say, beating the Titans next weekend. I think how it shakes out. But with the Bills sort of, you know, they have the Patriots breathing down their necks now in the division, which no one really thought would be the case at all a month ago. So I think that Monday nighter against Buffalo, even if the Patriots don't win, I think they're going to have to play somewhere like they played the Bucs, somewhere like they played the Cowboys, where you said, you know, they hung with that team and can win. Eventually, if the season's going to mean anything, they're going to have to win it eventually. So to me, it's that Monday night in Buffalo. And then let's say you beat Tennessee and then lose in Buffalo on Monday night. A few weeks later when you host Buffalo, it's going to be another one to watch. And that's really, those are the tests. You know, I don't think Indy is too much of a test. Jacksonville is a joke, and going to Miami shouldn't be a problem in Week 17. So it's really about those three games. And to me, if you come out 1-2, you're fine, and you're on your way to 11 wins.
Well, there you go. And I love Jacksonville being a joke, because I despise Urban Meyer more than maybe anybody in all of pro sports.
It is fun, though, watching them, because he is obviously, the ego doesn't even fit in the stadium when he walks in. But the sideline shots of him where he looks so overwhelmed and just unsure of what to do or where he is, it's decent TV. You know, you got to sit through a Jaguars game to get it, but by the third, fourth quarter, it's primo.
It is a thing of beauty indeed. Michael Hurley, WBZ, CBS Boston. Michael, thanks so much, as always, for joining us this afternoon. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch up with you again before too long.
Thank you so much. Hope the same for you.
Michael Hurley with us on Downtown, getting things underway on a busy Friday afternoon.